mostly on the floor.
On the floor?
We didn't have clothes closets. Really? I can't remember of having clothes closets.
Did some people have them?
Well, yes. Was but there... I'll tell you, the thing is, we didn't have many clothes.
Uh-huh.
We had a pair of overalls, and that's what we wore.
What did you wear on Sunday?
Well, the thing that we wore that we didn't like was we had little short pants that come to here. And then you had long socks. Uh-huh. And then your shoes.
What did you call them? What did you call
panty waist.
Panty waist?
Yeah.
Really?
And we hated them. And when we got long pants, boy, you was really in your glory.
Did you ever call them trousers? Did you use
that
word?
I don't remember. We wore overalls most of the time, and Mother patched them. And we wore them till there was nothing left of them. That's what we wore.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we had two pair of overalls. And then Mother washed on Saturday. She'd wash, you know, they had a big washer that she washed, and they heated their water on the stove, you know, to wash. Heated in tubs, and then they had a tub sitting beside the washer that they rinsed in. And that's the way they washed their clothes. And these washing machines were old noisy things. They had an old gear thing on the top, you know, and this gear thing on the top turned the paddle, it went down in from the top, you know, and that's what turned the clothes.
Uh-huh.
Back and forth, and this gear went like this, you know, to turn it back and forth.
You know,
I used to always get sick on wash day, you know, I hated that sound of that washing machine.
Well, for all those people, I guess it took a long time, huh?
Well, yeah, but we didn't have a lot of clothes. Like I say, we were limited to the clothes that we had.
Yeah. Did you have things that held your pants up, like
suspenders?
Yeah.
Well, we had the overalls, and they.
I guess they those had them on. Huh?
But on our, I never remember of having belts. But I think we had belts. But I never remember of having suspenders then. Wear them now, but then.
Okay. Did you have somewhere that you put all of the food that for the winter, like somewhere to store things in your
house?
We
had put it in the basement.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll tell you another thing that might be interesting. Dad used to raise 2 pigs a year. And then he'd butcher the pigs, and then he would treat this here meat, you know. Most of it, like the hams, he'd put it in a brine. That was salt
uh-huh.
and water, and he'd put it in the brine and keep it so long. But these pigs that they raised were the big pigs. They didn't like this hams were about that big around. And Mother used to slice off a piece of ham, and then that's what we'd have for breakfast: ham and eggs. And sometimes she'd make gravy on this ham. What she called milk gravy.
Milk gravy.
Yeah, they'd put this grease in the frying pan from the hams. Then she'd put milk in it, then she'd put thickening in, and that's what the gravy was.
What did she use for thickening?
Flour.
Flour?
Yeah.
Was it white or brown?
It's white. Now, during the Depression, we really had a hard time, you know, getting something to eat. And what we ate mostly was wheat. Now, Dad would go up to the mill and get him to run that through and just crack the wheat. That just make it so it wasn't just a whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would cook that. Now you had to cook it for a half an hour or so. And that's what we ate for mush. And then when we could, we had eggs. And then we had this bacon. We always had the bacon and we had the ham. And that's what we eat. It wasn't the most healthy diet, but that's what we had. And then Dad was real good with the garden.